Yeah, hello everybody. So I got a special request from Vic to recite a story over audio boo because he thinks it's noteworthy for other people to listen to it. So here goes. A few years back, this was when I still owned a Game Boy Advanced SP. I decided to buy this Mad Cats accessory kit that was used from EB Games. We didn't have GameStop up here yet. And it basically came with, you know, I just wanted the case. It came with the headphone adapter. And it came with a pair of headphones, behind-the-ear headphones. Kind of like the Sony ones that were really popular in the early 2000s, late 90s. Anyways, now, these were of... first of all, this whole thing was made by Mad Cats. Not the current Mad Cats that makes joysticks. This is the old Mad Cats that made shitty accessories for portable consoles. And, so anyways, my behind-the-ear Sony's broke for the final time. And so I had to use these ones. So I figured, you know, these are very similar. So why not use them? And Victor was with me. This was at our old job. And we're sitting there, and he sees me using them for the first time, and then he just sees this sheer look of disgust on my face. Because I was trying to listen to music with them. And and I was... disappointed is not the word. I was enraged. Like, I was actually enraged because I'm thinking, like, this was beyond dollar store quality for headphones. These were terrible. There was no volume. No volume. And I had an iPod at the time. So it's like, and there's barely any sound coming through the speakers. I'm like, how can any, and I was outraged. I was so pissed because I was like, how can anyone sell this? How can they expect people to actually pay money for this? I was outraged. Like, I was literally outraged. And of course, the whole time, Victor's sitting there laughing his ass off while I'm getting pissed because I don't know, I was so engulfed. Like, because I'm like, what the hell is this? How can they demand money for this? Because at the time, if you bought that set brand new, it was $20. Now, the case, the adapter, and those shitty headphones were not worth $20. They weren't even worth $5. I mean, somebody would have had to have paid me money to actually get those headphones. They have to give them to me for free, and they would have to pay me money to own them. Needless to say, I broke them in half and threw them out, much to Victor's delight. And I swore off Mad Cats, like, for the longest time. Until recently, when they started bringing out their joysticks again. But I was really mad. I was so pissed at the quality of these things. Like, to me, they shouldn't have existed. Like, this is something that should not have been made. And the only thing I kept reciting over and over again is like, how can they sell this? How can they expect money for this? This is garbage. And of course, Victor, and he still does. Love it when I get outraged about stuff. Like, I get really fucking livid. Like I did today about the free speech thing and the Penny Arcade comic. Because, I'm sorry, I'm a fan of free speech. I like filthy humor. That's just how I am. I like that stuff. Most people do. Because the world is a very fucked up place. And if you cannot find some sort of humor in those fucked up things, then you might as well kill yourself. Because then you're a depressive wreck. Anyways, I know he wanted me to recite another story, but I'll have to think of it. But, yeah, so here it is. I hope Vic's happy. Anyways, until then, toodles.